The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Okay, last dilemma of the week. Talk at beat102103.com is the address if you want to get in touch over the weekend. We're currently live on TikTok. You ready for this? Okay, hi Nyland Show. Looking for you guys to be the voice of reason on my dilemma. My daughter is making her communion in May and it's all sorted for the day itself.
Brilliant.
This week in work, I was offered a corporate box ticket to a big gig the same night.
Whoa.
Meaning I'd have to leave for Dublin around 4 that day.
Okay.
I said yes to my boss straight away. What an opportunity. I told my girlfriend, thinking it's no big deal because basically I'll make the church back to the house for a few hours. But all it is family and a bouncy castle.
Yeah, standard.
I said she'll be grand to manage at that stage on her own. She has lost the plot. She said she'll never forgive me if I go, that I'm letting my daughter down and my entire family. Madness. She's crazy. How do I make her see sense? You'd swear I was the worst in the world. I'm not missing this gig, lads. You'd go, wouldn't you?
Oh, dearie D, that is a predicament to be in. I've just been taking some notes. I saw your notes. The diary of May whatever. 11 a.m. communion, 1 p.m. lunch, bouncy castle, 4 p.m. into the car, 7 p.m. great night. You can make that work. You could easily make that
That's
work.
That's fine, Niall, if you're not the dad of the
girl
making the
communion.
I know,
you've been to one communion, you've been to them all.
Excuse me, a little bit
of a spread, a bouncy castle, it's always the same thing. And the kids don't even notice who's there because they're having a great time on the bouncy castle.
Well, I think and if Eve is listening this morning, will be personally offended that you're saying you've been to it. You were at her communion last year.
It was a lovely day.
You did not leave at 4 o'clock.
I left at 6.
Yeah, but like...
I wanted to go home for the Eurovision.
Look... Let's be honest, right? Your girlfriend has lost it with you because probably you said yes before even asking her. Mm. It's not that you need to ask for permission. To me, great opportunity. It's a gig. But like, this is your daughter's day. And I do think you're in the wrong by thinking that it's okay to just leave. And by dismissing the fact, it's a bouncy castle and it's only family and she can manage everything. Like, I would have been annoyed at Tom if he had upped and legged it like halfway through the day and said, see you later, I'm off to have a great night.
But
like,
he's not going to get this opportunity maybe again, the corporate box at
he's not
going
to get an
gig.
Opportunity to be at his
daughter's. Oh, there'll be a confirmation, there'll be a wedding day.
Now, I know you're trying to rise me and it's not going to work, Niall, because honestly, like, it is a day for family and
they might have other kids as well and he's done the community thing.
That's not the point. You don't do it for one and then excuse yourself from the next one. That's not how it works. It works that, like, I don't even know if the daughter knows about this, but I'm sure she would be upset if she thought that her dad was leaving early. Maybe people are going to completely disagree with me, but if it was me, I can understand where she is coming from.
I understand where the partner is coming from. I certainly do. It's disappointing, but I just know if I was in this situation and I could manage to do the bulk of the important stuff that day at home,
Niall,
really once in a lifetime corporate box gig that night would work. It might be even important to his work that he's at this thing. You haven't thought of that, have you?
No, I'm thinking of doing something to you now and I might get in trouble first. Honestly, your family, this is a day with your family. It's a day for your daughter and your responsibility on this day, I believe, is with your daughter. End of story. The work thing, great opportunity, great, it comes along again, you'll take it. But at this time, it's okay to choose your family. Like, it is the right thing to do.
Right, mixed thoughts on this. Let's start with Katie. How are you?
Hi guys.
Well, where do you stand on this one?
I wouldn't. I would outright be saying no. I can't believe that someone would even contemplate going away. I just think that the communion, it's such a big deal for your little girl. And even if they do have siblings that, you know, had their communion before them, this is her chance for her big day. I have a little one making her communion this year as well in a couple of weeks. And I just couldn't even imagine either of us going away for it that evening. Because I think, you know, like in the evening time when everything is settled down and all your family has gone home and all the excitement is over and it's just you and your family at home and the kids are there and you're putting her to bed and you're asking her what was her favorite part of the day and everything. He's going to miss out on all of that.
Yeah,
and to me that is, now maybe it's just my personal opinion.
No, there's a lot of
that is a big part of the day.
I think that's a really good point. It's not just about, you know, being there at that point. It's like making sure that she had the best experience. And like, I suppose, making sure that you were part of it. So, I totally understand.
Exactly. And if she's at home that evening and she's with her mammy, or if she does have brothers and sisters and they're all doing that and he's not there to do that, and he's off having a great night and he thinks he's getting the best of both worlds, but it could be the next day, it could be a week later, it could be a month later, that little girl could turn around to him and say, why weren't you there that night? And I guarantee you, I can tell you now, the parent guilt that will hit him at that moment.
Yeah.
Okay. He won't forgive himself.
Katie, I just want to read one comment to you that came in from Niamh a few minutes ago. He says, I think people need to remember it's just a communion, not a wedding, like most people do these days. When did a communion become such a big deal? He's at the main part, which is the church part, which is supposed to be the main part anyway, and he'll be at home for as long as he can. I actually think the daughter won't care once you explain to her, at least you're at the main event. What do you think of that?
Well, maybe, look, I don't know what sort of, home life they have. Maybe the daughter won't care. Maybe she'll just brush it off. But I know from my experience this year, there's such a big deal being made out of it in school that parents have no choice but to get on board with the big deal that's been made out of it. Okay. And, you know, it's an important day. And obviously, if she's going to a Catholic school, she's making her communion, there is a big deal made out of it. It's a very important day in school. So the child is going to think that it's a really important day at home as well. And if he goes off and does his own thing, well, I'm telling you, she's going to wonder why he did daddy up and disappear halfway through her day.
Okay, well said, Katie. Thanks so much for chatting to us. Have a good day.
No matter, guys.
Bye, bye, bye. Let me read a few of the comments coming in to start. Ross was on, I agree with show, unless it's work, like some factories are strict with work. Understandable, but to go to a gig, he sounds like a right muppet. I'm going to the gig anyway. Go away, boy. Your child will remember that. Kids, especially daughters, don't forget. Kieran says, sorry, lad, no. Your commitment to your family. Family over everything. I've had to miss plenty major football matches, lads' holidays, etc. You're a father, and this is one of the biggest days of her young life. Skipping out, and it will stick with her as a core memory in her life. No corporate box is bigger than your love for your little girl. Alice says, I'd be so mad. He should definitely not go. Aside from the daughter who would miss her dad leaving halfway through the day, I'd be so mad at him for leaving the wife with all the clean up and getting kids to bed while he's out having a ball. It's one day and they should be in on it together. And let me fly through a few of the voice notes, starting with Eddie.
Jeez, your man had pulled a half already. So we're handing up, so the child's not going to know us anyway. I think her biggest issue is that while he's off having a good time, she has to clean up after communion's over.
Charlotte was on too.
Hi guys, on the Daily Dilemma, that woman or that man, whichever parent it is a little bit delusional. The child only makes the communion once in a lifetime. That corporate box will be there forever. Cop yourself on.
Cop yourself on is the message. Rachel gave us her thoughts on this too.
I'm kind of with the guy on this one, guys. Looking, he'll make the church, which is the main part of the communion. He'll be there for a few hours back at the house. The pleasantries, hi, how are you? Thanks for coming. And then you can just say, sorry now, pet daddy has to go off. I have to do something for work. And on he goes. And everybody is happy and everybody wins. And then mammy says to daddy, well, for your punishment for going, you're on cleanup. So I will be leaving everything here for you to tidy up tomorrow. So I think that would work. It wouldn't bother me. Like, I'd be happy with that if it was my partner.
And final thought from Ian.
Yeah, I'll play devil's advocate on that one there now. She go to the church, get all that stuff done and out of the way. She's only hanging around then and playing games after that. It's only a party. She can have a party any day of the week and be with your child. No. Off to the gig. Everyone's life is important. And my life is important to enjoy a gig in a corporate box. Have a great day, lads.
It's the corporate box. Like, yes, I don't know. It's much more split than I thought it was going to be. Yeah.